Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside the wonderful and great Stephen Julian. Stephen, don't look over your shoulder.
Good morning. I was wondering who you were talking about.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing,
Mike? I've had better mornings, but we won't go there right now.
Not now. We'll
technology.
Do it later,
technology.
It is our friend.
Yeah, technology is our friend. We've got a great show today. We've got three companies that we are featuring here on Gwinnett Business Radio, represented by four different people. You do the math. Joining us from the Eric G. Reed Company, it is
Eric G. Reed.
Eric G. Reed.
Wow.
He is in the house. Also joining us from Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, we have Vlad Roos. And Missy Cunningham and Suliana Chandler from RD Direct are here as well. And they're going to talk about technology, I understand, or at least a little bit about it. So we're looking forward to that. So we appreciate all our guests joining us this morning here in the studio. We're going to start with Eric Reed from the Eric G. Reed Company. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Tell us about your company, Eric. What does your company do?
Well, I am a John Maxwell certified coach and trainer. So I work with small businesses and medium businesses helping develop leadership within the companies and taking them to the next level.
How do you do that? What does that mean exactly? That's a pretty broad description.
Well, if we took the 21 laws of leadership, irrefutable laws of leadership, the first law is the law of the lid. So if your company is performing at maybe a 3 or a 4, they're never going to rise above it until the leaders invest in themselves and start to move up that scale in leadership and their influence and their ability to direct. So if you get your company up to a 5 or 6, everybody naturally follows. So that's a big part of what I do is I come in and I help analyze companies and then help build their leadership teams.
It's very interesting because you always hear about these consulting groups that do a lot of sales training, but you actually produce leaders. People that would lead companies. Tell us about for the folks that may not be familiar with John Maxwell.
John Maxwell has written over 75 books in the leadership industry. He's considered the number one leadership guru by Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine. And he really speaks into leadership as a teachable, trainable skill. And that if a company doesn't invest in their leadership, they're destined to fail at some point.
So there are not, there may be natural born leaders, but you can actually help create leaders as well.
Yes.
Eric, take us through the process of a company calling you for the first time and saying, I think I want to start developing my leadership and training them and getting from a 2 to a 6 or a 4 to a 6. Where do you start? You mentioned analyzing, so just kind of walk us through the process.
A lot of companies that I work with come because of events or speaking engagements that I've been involved with. And during that, they're like, man, we're missing this moment, or man, we need this. I hear this struggle that he's speaking about in our company, and we need to find that breakthrough. Let's give him a call. And I'll speak with people in the company, whether it's the HR department, the management team, project leaders. What are you doing? Where are you at? What is your hurt point? Where do you need to see the transformation occur? And then knowing that, it may be a one-on-one coaching situation. It may be a day workshop with the team. It may be going ongoing mentorship or group dynamics that go on monthly, that type of thing.
So it's not just one size fits all. You truly try to find the best way to help each individual company you go see.
Very much, very much.
How do you find the companies that might need your help or your expertise?
I'm fortunate because I do a lot of speaking that afterwards they'll come up and say, you know, you spoke on this and I've been struggling with that. Give me the fix. And as much as I'd like to triage everybody right there in the lobby, it really does require sitting down one-on-one, finding out what your skill set is and where you want to take it, and then how to facilitate that together.
Now, you're part of the John Maxwell coaching system. Is there some opportunity for you to add some of your own secret recipe that you've got from your experiences, or is it completely the same process or completely the same system for every single company?
Well, what drew me to John Maxwell was that 10 years ago, I went to work with the number one real estate agent in at least Miami, if not the country, selling $40 million beach homes. And I went thinking, this is a leader. This is a mentor. This is somebody I'm going to really learn from. At the same time, I was reading 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And as I went through each chapter, I started looking at this person. I'm like, they're not a leader. They're not going to be my mentor. I'm only going to get so far in my skills with this person before it runs out. And so based on that, I was able to come back and say, you know what? My personal experience overlapped with John Maxwell's teaching, led me into a new path. And that's how I approach each company. I have experience as a small business. I've worked with businesses and nonprofits that I can say, for me, this is what worked. And let me bring John's tested and proven principles into your office.
Our guest is Eric Reed. He's with the Eric G. Reed Company. And you've got an event coming up, Eric, L2 Gwinnett. So what is L2 Gwinnett? Tell us all about this event.
It's exciting. John Maxwell, Linda Kaplan Taylor, and Tim Saunders are going to be speaking in a simulcast event. There's 300 sites around the world. So we have sites in Zambia and Ghana and Denmark and Finland and Russia and Romania, as well as a site right here at Gwinnett Technical College. It's going to be designed around a business expo. So our business sponsors will get a chance to meet with the participants, of which there will be about 350 to 400 like-minded business people, as well as get training on John's new book, Good Leaders Ask Great Questions. Linda Kaplan Taylor, who is best known for the Aflac Duck, is going to talk about Grit, which is her book. And it really speaks about that moment where as a business person, you're like, this is never going to work. I'm done. I'm giving up. I'm out of here. That's where she was with the duck. She had one more moment to go in and pitch one more story, and it was the duck thing. And look where it took her. And then Tim Saunders, who is a former Yahoo CEO, is going to talk about sort of finding a voice in a crowded space. We're all up there on the internet thinking we're making customer service and customer contact, when in reality, we need to bring it back down to traditional customer service and how to build that into our company's core principles. So it's going to be a half-day event. The expo opens at 8, then speakers begin at 9, and then the expo will close at 1:30.
Who is the ideal person that should be coming and attending your event?
You know, everybody says, well, I'm not a leader. I'm not a team manager. I'm not a project manager. I'm not in management. You are, whether it's in your home or your church or your community.
Well, it seems to me if they're saying that, they need to be there more than anybody else.
Because they'll develop their leadership skills.
Exactly.
And those that already are should be elevating it to keep moving forward. So ideally, we're going to see a lot of people between that 30 and upper age group, as well as we've got a lot of the students from Gwinnett Technical College who are actually part of the ambassador corps that are going to come because they want to be able to enter the workplace with leadership skills already.
Eric, you said that one of the ways you meet companies is at different speaking events. What are some of the other things you do in the community? What are some of the other points of contact that business leaders in Gwinnett can be looking out for to make contact with you?
I'm also the current president of the Gwinnett Adoptive and Foster Parents Association. So I work with a lot of parents and foster children and training and teaching our youth on how to become leaders because we can't tell them just say no. They'll end up isolated, but if they become strong leaders, they'll be able to move other people to their mindset, and together they can carry a voice. So I speak to a lot of companies and families and not-for-profits, or as I like to say, for-purpose companies. So I meet a lot of people that way. I'm involved in the chamber. After this event, we'll be doing 3 additional classes on campus from John's book, Good Leaders Ask Great Questions, How to Be a Person of Influence, and then the third is How to Develop Leaders Around You. So by doing small workshops or seminars, it expands out from that.
As you do these workshops, and we're going to get back to L2 Gwinnett in just a second as far as ticket information and all that, but as you do your workshops, what do you enjoy most about the job that you do day in and day out?
It's exciting for me when I see someone go, that's where I've been stumbling. That's what I needed to know, learn, or develop in myself to get myself to the next level, because then other people will get to the next level and they'll begin to live a life without those roadblocks or barriers that sometimes hold us back. When I teach, I always encourage everybody to use the ACT, A-C-T, which is apply, change, or teach. So hopefully when you walk away from an event, there's something that you can apply, there's something that you can change, and then there's something you can teach on.
It's almost as if, to make an analogy, when you see that light bulb go off in their head, you help them turn that light bulb on that's above their head.
I love it because having been a business owner and worked as an independent, that struggle that you have of, like, as I said with Linda Kaplan Taylor, should I give up? Am I really good enough? Can it really happen? And there's a great book 10 feet short of gold. I always keep that in my head that, you know, I'm only 10 feet short of hitting that gold mine. Do I really want to stop now, or what's it going to take to dig a little more, and what can come next?
All right. So the event, by the way, again, is L2 Gwinnett. Give us again the dates, where people can find more information about it, tickets, all that good stuff.
We've made it really easy. So L2 Gwinnett is the website, www.l2gwinnett.com. All the information, including registration, is there. Facebook, L2 Gwinnett. Twitter, L2 Gwinnett, or hashtag L2 Gwinnett if you want to talk about it. So think L2 Gwinnett. We like to say, join the conversation, L2 Gwinnett. Tickets are currently on sale. It will be at the Busby Center, which is on the Gwinnett Tech campus. It's in the 700 building. It begins, like I said, at 8 a.m. on October 10th, and the expo will be open until 1:30, and sponsorship is still available, and ticket discounts for early bird are happening now.
You know, Mike, they call it L2 Gwinnett. That's very simple. It's also on October 10th. That's 10-10. I don't really know how much more simple they can make that. So 10-10, L2 Gwinnett. Very easy.
Yeah, and Radio X listeners get a discount. If they use the Radio X on their promo code on checkout, they'll get a 25% discount on tickets until the end of the month.
We made it easier, and we didn't even know we were doing that,
wow.
Mike.
And let's make sure everyone's clear that it's the letter L and then the numeral 2, Gwinnett. L2Gwinnett.com. And Eric, do you want to share the website for your company?
There's a link off the L2 Gwinnett, okay. But EricReed.com as well.
All right. Eric Reed from the Eric G. Reed Company joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Next up on the program from Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., it's Vlad Roos. Vlad, good morning.
Good morning.
Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., tell us about your company. What do you guys do?
So Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. primarily does business consulting and financial consulting services for small and medium-sized businesses. Among the different products that we provide and services, we do business plan creation, marketing plan creation, operational plans, financial modeling, immigration visa business plans, and just a broad range of business services to our clients.
Vlad, I got to ask you, where are you from? Because it doesn't sound like you're from down
not,
here.
Not
down,
from Macon?
Down here, down yonder. No.
I guess my accent is a mix. I was born in Romania, but came here at a young age, and I lived in Chicago up until about a year ago. So it's kind of a mix of accents there.
Tell us about your background.
So my background is primarily in business. I actually started my first business when I was 18. It was a complete failure.
Oh. You could have used some consulting is what you're telling us.
Well, yeah, at 18, you think you know everything. So after which, so that was my senior year of high school. And after which I went to business school and made it really easy to point out all the mistakes I made learning, you know, all the different business principles in business class.
Well, I found you learn more from the mistakes you make than anything else.
Definitely. And so that made my business school experience wonderful in a way, and I was able to really see the direct benefit of knowing all those concepts that they teach you versus just being something theoretical.
I just want to chime in, Stephen, that I'm very impressed with Vlad already, because at 18 years old, the last thing I'm thinking about is starting a company. So that's impressive right there.
Right. You said the company failed, but the fact that you actually started at age 18 is the success. So got those failures out of the way very early in life.
That's correct, but I also
take the compliment, Vlad.
Yeah, I'll take the compliment.
so Vlad, Sterling Rose Consulting works with businesses, works in definitely consulting in the business plan and the marketing, like you said. Is there too small of a company? Is there too large of a company? And kind of what are some of the real good sweet spots that Sterling Rose has found of the size or types of companies that they work with?
Number-wise, we get a lot of startup companies that is a person that works in an industry. They might work in the childcare industry or the personal training industry, and they want to go and do it on their own. They don't want to work for another company anymore. And they need a business plan because they're trying to get a 501c3 or they haven't even incorporated yet, and they really have no idea where to go from there. And that's number-wise, that's the majority of our customers because they're smaller customers. And we also have more kind of mid-size and bigger customers. For example, a company out in the Caribbean that handles investments for other companies. So right now we're indirectly working with a gold mine in Africa and a fish farm in Mexico at the same time. And they're trying to get $100 million contracts. So it varies in size and in scope of what we're doing project-wise. There's obviously some projects that might be too big for me to handle, so it might not be a good fit. So we pass that on if we can't do it. So we want to make sure that if we approach a customer, customer approaches us and they want something specific, that we can offer it and not just say that we can and kind of play along afterward.
Do you guys have any internal statistics of the number of businesses that don't have any business plan, don't have any marketing plan, don't have any kind of financing plan? I mean, I'm thinking it's a pretty high number, but I mean, do you guys, what's the need out there?
Well, if you look at the statistics, over 80% of the businesses that start, and that's about 500,000 businesses per month, 80% of them fail. So that statistic is through the roof. And without a business plan, a lot of business owners might be good at operations. They might be good at managing their books. They might be good at marketing. But most of them at the beginning have to do all of those things because at the beginning they can't afford to hire actual staff. And we help them set those policies in place or help them identify, because a lot of times they don't know what their strengths are, and help them identify their strengths. And if they need to bring in another person to kind of spend the least amount that they can, so outsource the first thing that is the easiest to outsource, which a lot of times it's very administrative stuff. And a lot of business owners get tied up in that administrative kind of paperwork and doing the day-to-day things, and they don't focus on growing their business or servicing their customers, which is what they should be doing, and hire somebody for on an hourly basis to do a lot of the administrative work.
Our guest is Vlad Roos with Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. And Vlad, I was going to ask you, you know, what would you say to that company that says, hey, I don't need no business plan, but you kind of answered that. So let me ask you this. There's obviously a need. You just explained extremely well why that need is there. Why your company, though? There's other companies that will help with business plans and consulting. Why should they choose Sterling Rose Consulting Corp.?
Well, there are a lot of companies that do business plans or marketing plans or operational plans. What I found with doing a lot of business plan rewrites as well as new business plans is a lot of these companies are using either software to do it or a template that they just plug in information into. And what that gets you is if you're going in front of an investor or a loan officer, they've seen 1,000 business plans. If you're using a template or software, they'll know first thing.
Because they've seen that one 942 times, right?
Exactly.
Out of the 1,000.
It kind of leaves a sour taste in their mouth that you'd be coming to them and asking for $10 million or asking for $100,000 with a business plan that you made through a software. And it doesn't have the flow that it needs to have. It doesn't have, it's not, it's kind of a 20 parts put into one document instead of a complete and concise document. So that's what we do. We customize it to the client, to the industry, to who their audience is. So if this is going in front of a loan officer, we'll make sure that it has the data that a loan officer wants. If it's going in front of an investor, we'll make sure that what an investor usually likes to see in there, we include that.
That is some great information. I have to ask the question, though. Sterling Rose Consulting, where did the name of the company originate from?
Well, the Sterling Rose is my wife's favorite flower.
Okay.
So that's where that came from.
I was not expecting that. That is such a great answer.
It's also an extinct flower now, unfortunately. They don't grow it anymore.
Part of that 80%?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes back to the 80%. Now, I want to go – I'm sorry. I'm a stats guy. You said 500,000 businesses start per month. Is that in the United States?
Yes.
And the 80% failure rate, I guess, is not just all in the first month or the first year. That's over the life.
Correct.
80% of them. That is – is, I mean, that's like your number one lead in of here's why you should work with me, because I kind of help change those statistics if there's a plan, right? That's basically what you're saying.
Correct.
So let me ask this question, because I've now been prattling on for 20 seconds and you've given one word answers. That's bad questioning on my part.
Can you tell Stephen went to Georgia Tech with all these number questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. So here's my question. You have a room full of business owners, and they start hearing consulting on planning, and you mentioned business plan, marketing plan, finance plan. Where do they start? Which one is the most important one? I'm assuming there's a business that's kind of been out there a year or two, kind of surviving, head above water, and they say, I haven't done anything. I've just been kind of winging it. Where do I start? Which one do you start with, and in what order?
The first thing that anybody should start with is a business plan. And the reason is that the marketing plan, the operations plan, the financial plan, they're all within the business plan. Now, a business plan itself is a little bit more general to the overall scope and goal of the company, so it doesn't get into the very deep details of how things are going to be done. So the marketing plan, operations, financial, it's just a natural extension of the business plan. So they aren't separate documents. It's just expanding on what's currently there. So you need to start with a business plan.
Also, if I'm a business owner, how long should I expect this process to take when I'm starting it? Obviously, you also mentioned reviewing, which is important. But if I'm starting it, is this something that's going to take me a year to do? Is this something you're going to do? Because on my iPad one time, I saw an app, 5-minute business plan. Obviously, that's not what you're talking about. And that's part of the problem, right? So how long of a process is this?
I've seen the process take anywhere from 2 weeks to a year. I don't believe it should take a year. Most of my business plans I finish within a month. So that's from the point of initially consulting to getting all the information to writing the draft and doing reviews.
And I'm betting the biggest issue in that time frame is getting the information back from the business owner.
Yeah, and I've started my countdown now after I get all the information.
Smart. Let me ask you this, because we all love stories. Do you have a story you could share of a company that maybe did not have a business plan and they hired your company and you were able to send them on the right path?
Definitely. I got to keep it more general because of non-disclosure agreements. But I'm working currently with a personal training company in Tennessee, and they came to me wanting a business plan. And when I get requests for a business plan, they also have a number already in mind that they've come up with somehow. And they're looking for $100,000. And we ran the numbers and we did the business plan, and I showed them a way that they can do it with $10,000 and not have to go and get investments or loans or anything like that to burden their business and still achieve everything that they wanted. And I'm working with them on an ongoing basis. So I've done the business plan, and now I'm just doing the consulting for them to help execute that plan.
That's impressive. Very impressive. For those that would want to find out more about your company and maybe talk to you as a potential client, where can they find out all this information about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp?
They can find out a lot of information on our website, and that's www.sterlingrosconsultingcorp.com, or a little bit easier is bizplancreators.com. And also, they can definitely call me directly, and that number is 678-892-8528. And I'd be more than happy to hear them out and put them on the right track.
Absolutely. Vlad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sterling Rose Consulting Corp here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our third and final company that we are spotlighting today. Ladies, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. RD Direct, Missy Cunningham and Suliana Chandler joining us from RD Direct. Ladies, what is RD Direct? What do you guys do?
Primarily, we sell fiber broadband. We work with all carriers across the country to provide services for internet and phone. All companies need internet and phone. So we basically look at a business, find out what their needs are, research specific information based on what they need, and put together a plan and present it to the customers.
So before the show today, while I'm cussing out our internet service, you're thinking, you know what? We can fix that. They need us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, it seems as though that you guys need a fiber bad. And that's where we come in. We look at the customer's needs, and we find the best possible solution. And we all know that fiber is the way to go now. It is the best technology for the fits the customer's needs, as well as we look at a good disaster recovery plan.
So they prove that Business Radio X is a great way to find prospects. They just came in the studio and found one. So
exactly. I'm going to send them to the front desk as soon as we're done here.
Exactly.
give them a hard time. How do you guys find your clients? I mean, because, I mean, everybody needs the technology, and you're not the only ones that are providing it. So what sets you apart from the competitors, and how do you find those great clients?
We have lead generations as well as great customer referrals based on the quality of service that we have provided from our customers. They go ahead and they do referrals, as well as we go out into the we hit the street. In other words, we go to businesses and we market ourselves. We let them know that, hey, we're here. We're here to help you. We're here to help you find the best possible solution and to provide you with the best service.
You talked about lead generation and customer referrals, and fiber and broadband, to some extent, it's a little bit of a commodity. Everybody needs it. You guys said that.
Correct.
So
I said that. I just want to set the record straight.
Mike, the esteemed host, said that everybody needs that. So, but let me ask this. What should be my expectations as a business owner? Because I think that's one of the ways you guys probably differentiate yourselves is everybody goes, oh, everybody's got that. But what should I expect? What should I expect when it comes to service? What should I expect when it comes to, losing service, not being able to, broadcast or whatever? So what should be my expectations as a business owner?
Well, this is one of the reasons RDA Direct has been so successful for 10 years, because there's a lot of carriers out in the industry. And with some of the bigger companies, people tend to get lost in the shuffle. So we've taken and added an extra layer of support where, like, for instance, we partner with AT&T on a regular basis, and we do a lot of business for them. They're a huge company, and they can't get to all of their people. So they rely on solution providers like us to come in and say, hey, when you've got a billing dispute, when you've got service down, we get on it like that second. They call our phone. They're going to get someone picking it up, in just a few seconds, and a live person is going to say, okay, we're on it. We've worked, like I said, through the different channels to know where do we go instead of a customer having to call AT&T or call another provider and sit on hold and wait and get transferred and their call gets dropped and they're sitting there freaking out they have no service. We can get through those little obstacles a lot faster and get right to the right people and get the solution handled immediately. So we do a lot as far as customer service and that type of thing.
So extra layer of service is huge. Going back to the very first thing you said, you talked about fiber broadband. I'm going to get a little technical and in the weeds, and you guys pull me out and make it interesting, because the Lord knows I can't. Not everything is fiber, right? We're in the midst of transitioning from old copper to fiber, right? So if I'm a business owner, is that something I need to be worried? Is that something I need to go, let me see what my infrastructure is?
Absolutely.
Walk me through that.
Absolutely, because copper is an antiquated product right now. It was developed in 1962. So with that being said, everything that is, anything that's old, it's feasible to wear and tear and going down and not being as robust and more reliable. So with modern technology, as this has grown and expanded, fiber, that little piece of glass, allows customers to get more bandwidth. It's more robust. It's more reliable. It's more dependable. So,
So if I own the building, that's something I need to look into. If I'm leasing the building, I need to talk to my landlord and say, are we fiber capable? Because obviously that would increase my broadband.
Yes, you do.
And Mike, apparently back in the 60s is now considered old.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that out to you. Not as robust.
Yeah, I know. I've known that for a long time, unfortunately. Tell us a little bit about the history of RD Direct. How long has the company been around? How was it formed and so forth? I know you're chomping at the bit right now to give us
the history.
They're
fighting each other who's going to answer this question.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ronnell Richards is our president, CEO, the head guy over here. He's developed this through his experience and his training and background in this industry. And so he's basically put us on the map by keeping us current, keeping us ahead of the curve, doing all these things. So, we basically just follow his lead. We stay trained as much as possible. We have local channel partners that come in and help us grow. So We're on the fast track. We want a brand RD direct. We do work with a lot of other providers and carriers, but we want a brand RD direct and make sure everybody knows who we are and what sets us apart in the industry and why people should come in and work with us and trust us with their telecom needs.
Now, do you guys work only in the commercial space, or do you also work in the residential space?
Not residential.
Okay, so only in the commercial space. But what's interesting is you work with other providers, mm-hmm. but you also can work directly with businesses?
No, we don't.
So you're working mostly with the providers.
Right. We're primarily an AT&T provider. Like I said, we've been their platinum solution provider for many, many years, but we can work with Windstream and some of the other businesses. We do some analog lines and things sometimes when people need them. We refer those out to other companies. But we can help any business anywhere. We do multiple locations, big businesses, small businesses, anybody that needs internet and phone, we can service them.
And the service area is
nationwide.
Wow. Impressive.
Companies, of course, when they're looking for the services you offer, they look at service and quality and customer. You know, you mentioned all the things that you do. They also look at pricing. Talk about your pricing and how that works and how that compares to your competitors.
We guarantee that we can find you the lowest price in the business or lunches on us.
Wait, say that again?
Wait. I'm writing this down.
We guarantee that we can find you the lowest cost in the business or lunches on us. That is called our Hail Yale Challenge, and we just invite any CEO, any business owner to come out and take the Hail Yale Challenge.
And the reason it's called Hail Yeah is because when you say that, they go, wait, really? Lunch is that? And then you say, Hell yeah.
Right.
Something tells me you haven't had to buy a lot of lunches lately.
No, we haven't. Not one that I know of.
That's great. Well, what is the ideal candidate, the ideal company for the business leaders and business owners that are listening to our show? Not live, unfortunately. Because
you're not using RD Direct.
Exactly. But that are listening to the podcast right now. Who is the client that would be a perfect client for you?
The perfect client is any client, small, medium, large, it doesn't matter. Anyone that has a need.
If they need that, the phone, the services you provide, okay.
Then they can count on us.
And you mentioned, you guys, how you market yourselves. And we've had other companies on the show that are similar to your company. But you guys stand out already when I first met you because you have the matching T-shirts and the RD Direct logo on the front. So you really do understand how to market. And because you mentioned you're kind of ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. And just from your appearance, you're different from the other companies that we've had on the show.
That's Ronell. He's the mastermind behind of all of this. On a regular basis, he's getting us, you know, T-shirts, socks, hats, visors. You know, we rock our gear. You know, every Friday is RD Direct gear, and whenever we're at a function or go out, we want to let people know. And it does get people's attention with the little, you know, Superman. And
I was going to say the Superman.
I don't know if you read
logo.
The back, but I'll let you read the back, too.
Okay, I haven't seen the back. Leaping buildings, saving babies, and lowering your phone bill.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Great. Missy Cunningham and Suliana Chandler are joining us from RD Direct. For those folks that want to see you guys in action, faster than a speeding bullet.
Saving babies, leaping buildings, and try to get a free lunch out of them, which you won't be successful, but you'll get great service and good
pricing. Those that are listening that want to take your challenge, how can they find out more about RD Direct? How can they get in touch with you guys?
They can visit our website at www.rddirect.net, or they can call us at 888-9-RDD-NOW.
And also, we're in this area. We're not too far away. So if you want to come by, we have a ping pong table in the office, and we challenge anybody to a battle. We've got some killer ping pong players. And, you know, we'll come talk business and, you know, beat you at ping pong, too.
If we beat you at ping pong, is that worth at least a coffee?
All right. You guys are located not far from our studios here in Duluth. So we may take you up on that offer or
please
challenge.
Do. Yeah, please
challenge.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great stuff, Missy and Suliana. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, if you ever had to do the free lunch, mm-hmm. if your prices weren't lower, are we talking like Mickey D's? Are we talking like a steakhouse?
Yeah, probably the dollar menu. No. We'll figure something out.
Lowest price.
We'll take you to a good lunch, yeah.
All right. Missy and Suliana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, RD Direct. And again, that website is rddirect.net.
Correct.
All right. Thanks once again. I want to thank all our guests, Missy and Suliana with RD Direct, Vlad from Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, and Eric from the Eric G. Reed Company for joining us here on the program. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this show or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Also, like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
Hell yeah, Mike. That's all I got to say.
Hell yeah. I hear you. Thank you. I'll see you on the ping pong table.
That's right.
At RD Direct. For Steve and I, Mike Salmon, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.